Detroit Outdoors took a group of high school students to Yosemite National Park this summer. It was the second annual Detroit to Gloryland journey, designed to introduce the teens to camping, rock climbing, and other outdoor activities. WDET's Sasha Ryan got to tag along. She handed her equipment over to Pershing student Eva Effinger and Hamtramck High grad Nora Algahame. They interviewed each other about their first camping experience.
Hi, everybody. I'm Eva.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nora. Well, first of all, how does it feel? Like, how was the first night in Yosemite?
Basically, my first night in Yosemite, it felt magical, honestly. Like, I've never been here before. Nobody in my family has ever been here. I'm the first to be camping outside for real. So, I was really excited.
Okay, when you went rock climbing, was that, like, your first time?
Yeah, that was scary. I'm sorry for cursing, but God, gee. Oh, my days, that was scary. That was scary. I'm sorry for cursing, but.
Would you ever do it again?
No.
No?
Okay. Straight.
And overall, like, the tent, like, life, like, just the camping in general, the cooking and everything.
That was my home for a bit.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yes, girl, that was my home. I would miss this so much, like, just waking up to the birds chirping. With the birds chirping and, like, the mountains and seeing the sunrise through my tent. I'm gonna miss that so bad. And, like, waking up and my eyes like this.
Just squinting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And walking to the porta potty, even though they're scary because what's in the bottom.
Yeah. So if you were to, like, change anything, would you? Or and what would it be?
Something that I would change would be, like, probably I would not be on my phone all the time. Okay. Like, I would listen to music, but I wouldn't be, like, texting people and stuff because it kind of made me sad. But, yeah, I wouldn't be on my phone as much. Okay.
Okay.
Give me that mic.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
What was your best memory here?
Okay. Honestly, I think it was the swimming part, even if... Maybe the drowning part a little bit.
And the drowning?
Yeah. I think that was just my first ever experience doing that, especially doing something really exotic, like jumping off a rock and into a really deep end, which even in a pool, I've never done that before.
In my life.
So I think just doing, like, getting not pushed or, like, peer pressured. It wasn't peer pressure. It was more like encouragement.
Yeah.
So getting encouraged to do that and knowing there's people around me that are able to save me, I think that was, like, probably... the best moment ever. And, like,
I was so scared. It was a happy scare.
It was like a type 2 fun. Like, in the moment, I was, like, really scared.
But it was like, oh my God, I can do this. I can do this. What was your favorite day?
My favorite day? Mm-hmm. It was also It was the same day doing the rock climbing and everything. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not gonna lie, today was the toughest day. And then also that day we went to the clinic, that was also a tough day. That was a boring day in my opinion. Yeah. That was like a day where I felt just drained, like disconnected to everything. After I woke up, I felt like, I felt real mad. I was like, I was sweating when I was sleeping. So when I woke up, I just felt all muggy. I just didn't feel like I wanted to be here anymore, but... I got over that really quick when you guys came back. It was really nice hearing you guys talk about
your day. Who is your favorite person in camp?
You.
Why?
Definitely you, because you're so funny. And it's just, I don't know, you just, like, clicked, like it was just easy. We just clicked. Yeah. If I need to go somewhere, you always come with me. When I was sick, you were also barely sick, but you were sick with me.
I was faking, girl.
And you were.
I was sick, and I was just like... My stomach was hurting, though. I'm not going to lie. My stomach and my throat was a little scratchy, but I was faking, like, oh, my God, I don't feel good.
Oh, my goodness.
But I was just okay, like,
see, that's what
I'm
saying.
I can't let her go by herself. Aww. She's going to miss out, so I might as well miss out with her.
You're probably my favorite person here. When you first walked in, did you feel any automatic clicks, like connections to anything around your trees, air, anything?
Like when we first got to Yosemite?
Yeah, when we first...
The trees. They have feelings too, and I feel like they can feel the energies around them, and they have emotions and stuff like that. How did you feel the first time you saw the stars?
It reminded me of my father, cause like, it just right before he dropped me off in the airport, he was like, take as much pictures, especially the stars, even though the pictures aren't like in real life with the human eyes, but I would still like to see what you saw and see what you get to experience, because he's always wanted to experience stuff like this. He's always wanted to see bright stars. He will drive miles just to see stars with me.
I love that.
And it's like I wish he was here. I'm not gonna lie.
I had a dad. Oh my days.
And it's just like, I wish you were here. Like, I want to send that. I wish you were here. And I wish you were right next to me watching the stars and looking up with me.
Oh my days, they are young. My first time seeing the stars, it felt really, I won't say magical, but it was just like, wow. Like, I never seen that before. And it just like blew my mind. It made me think about so many things, good things, bad things. It just made me think a lot. Like, everything here, it just like, I feel like I'm at home, if that makes sense. I don't have on shoes right now because I feel like, I don't know, I just feel so comfortable and I feel really at home here, and I like it a lot. This is my first time ever in a national park, and automatically when we got here, I knew it was going to be a great experience.
When you started to get to know everybody, like, what was your first impression? Do you think, like, oh, okay, I'm going to like these people, or just like...
So, some people I was like, what the heck is wrong with you? Yeah, but everybody became like a little family to me. Everybody's really cool. Everybody has a different personalities, and it's like everybody's personalities, even though they're all different, they match like a puzzle, right? And stuff, and I like that a lot.
I love that. You think we're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.